Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. Always glad to tell you about Bill Schley. Bill's a good friend of ours and longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top branding experts in our Brain Trust, and Bill has helped companies all over the world, some big names, like the Small Business Advocate Show, like Small Business Network, like my company, and then also the really big guys. He's helped them with their branding, and he's got a book called, he and Carl Nichols wrote a book called Why Johnny Can't Brand, Rediscovering the Lost Art of the Big Idea, and he's here to help us with our big idea. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be here.
What is this branding power? Have you been? Do you want to talk about branding power today?
I can. Branding power can mean a lot of things. I didn't know that I coined that word, Jim, but it sounds awfully good.
Well, you know, small business owners need more power. We often don't feel very powerful, and I believe, Bill, that if we can have a well-developed sense of our brand, of the brands that we have, and really recognize not only that we can have a brand and maybe more than one brand, I think we can give ourselves power. What do you think?
A small business is so much a reflection of the person who runs that business. It's a reflection of their personality, their character, their drive. And, you know, we have personal power when we have a vision that we really believe in, and then we go for it consistently with great persistence and great drive. And that, I think, that makes us powerful. That when you actually see your objective and it's crystal clear, you always can get there. When you see it, it gives you power. And I think that with branding, it's the same way. All branding is deciding, hey, this is what I stand for. This is what I stand for that sets me apart. That nobody else can really say that nobody else is quite like me in this area. I stand for this uniquely. It's my number one dominant selling idea. And the stronger and more clear you make that, the more powerful you feel, the better you feel about your business. Your employees all can see the same vision, and everybody starts marching in the same direction. And pretty soon you have a brand. Because you stand for something consistent.
I think
the power comes from seeing and believing in your own brain.
And believing in yourself and your company and your ability to deliver what you've got, not necessarily in the products you sell, although obviously you want to be very proud of those things. But, you know, I've known a lot of businesses, Bill, and you have too, that are not selling anything that they were selling 20 years ago. Today, they're selling things that are totally different, completely different than what they had, maybe even a different industry from what they had, say, top 5, 10, 20 years ago. But yet the concept of a brand, the concept of what that company stands for, as you say, is there. If all those people had done was to say, you know, we're in the business to sell tomatoes, and you know, whenever they had to switch to potatoes, they had to change their thinking.
Well, yeah, but you know something, if what they started selling tomatoes, but I went down to Mr. Sullivan's farm stand, let's say, and they used to have farm stands where I grew up. They probably still do where you are too, right?
Absolutely.
And all I know is that Farmer Sullivan's always were the freshest, plumpest, most delicious tomatoes always, and then he switches to corn. But he's got the best corn, and he's got great service, and it's service with a smile, and it's hand picked, and all the things that might be part of that thing. It's not necessarily the corn or the tomatoes themselves; they have to be good. But that brand is that service and that freshness and that expectation that that's the best farm stand. Doesn't matter what he sells; he could start selling, you know, Sony Walkmans if he wants to. I think.
Right. He's not Mr. Sullivan, the tomato, the fresh tomato guy. He's Mr. Sullivan, the fresh guy, because he has standards. He has consistency. He has an attitude about what he wants his customers to get from him. And it doesn't, and it wouldn't matter what he was selling. And that's the thing that we got to get into small business owners' heads. And I'll tell you something else, Bill. Mm-hmm. And this extends this whole idea, this whole attitude, this whole perception of yourself extends not only to customers, but it actually can get your employees. You can get your employees caught up in this, and it helps them not only want to come to work for you, it helps them stay with you.
Well, no, the employees do get caught up in it, and they like to get caught up. You're right. When they all start to see, because employees have to make decisions. You know, unless you're there every single day telling every employee what to do, your good employees are going to want to make decisions on their own, and they need something to guide them, and oftentimes or to point them in the right direction. So the sense of what the brand is, what the company stands for, what its standards are, if they have an issue with a customer about what level of customer service, let's say, they give to that person, they can be guided by what they know the brand stands for.
Yep.
And it makes everybody feel like they're part of the same team. It's very powerful.
And one thing I'd like to recommend, and I've said this on my show before, when it comes to empowering your employees, when it comes to how should they behave, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I should have a policy for that. We should have a policy for this or that, you know, so my employees know how to behave. Well, I like to remind people of something that Albert Camus said about 40 or 50 years ago. Nobel laureate Albert Camus said, integrity has no need of rules.
Right.
So employees, when you get yourself into a situation and you're not sure how the company should act, if the owner of the company believes that integrity has no need of rules, all you have to do is do the right thing.
Well, right, and people do, and people do all operate on good example.
That's part of the brand, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. The brand is. You know, people talk about brand personality, and it's easy to think of a brand kind of like a person sometimes. And they do look to see as a brand when they talk about, can I trust this brand? Can I trust this company? They're talking about the kinds of things that you trust when you trust a person. You know, do I believe them? Are they honest? Do they, will they go the extra mile for me? Do they really care about me, or they just care about that cash register? All those kinds of things fit into a personality.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Bill and Carl Nichols have a company called David Inc. It's an outstanding branding consulting firm in the great state of Connecticut. A beautiful state, too, by the way. 20 after. The book is called Why Johnny Can't Brand. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are, I like saying that, are now, because we have two that you can go to, one brand new one and one 10-year-old one. The 10-year-old one is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can go to find our show in a number of different ways, and some new ways that I'm going to tell you about this week. We're rocking and rolling with those right now. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog and the archives. That's where you're going to see the new exciting stuff. Check that out, folks. I think you're going to like the way it looks, the new look we've got there on the archives. New capability, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, we've got the new website, askjim.biz, the world's only knowledge base for small business. You got a question, we got answers. And you can get them now, and you can get them for free, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, askjim.biz. Bill Schley is our guest. We're talking about branding. Why Johnny Can't Brand is his book. And, Bill, tell us where your book's available, please.
Best to get it on Amazon or any of the other online booksellers.
Yeah.
That's the most reliable place.
Absolutely.
Because you
and
don't
that, want and that's, to...
Huh?
S-C-H-L-E-Y, Bill Schley.
That's right.
If you want to Google that. He and Carl Nichols are the co-authors of that.
That's right. And it's Why Johnny Can't Brand, but really it's about rediscovering the lost art of the big idea.
What is a big idea?
A big idea in selling and branding is one idea. one. It's, you know, it's the one idea that matters most. It's that simple. Everything else is commentary. The one idea that matters most. You find that thing. Most people have lists of features and benefits and all the different reasons why. Take every single one away except the one that matters most, and that's the brand message, and reinforce that over and over again. So that's
and so all right. Let's go back to Mr. Sullivan's roadside stand. Where you can get the vegetables. Would his big idea be the next greatest hybrid tomato? Or would his big idea be people would know me because they only get the best from me? Which would be his big idea?
I think it would be more like they only get the best from me.
Yeah, that's the big idea, not the tomato, right?
No, I think that's right. I think so, and something that, you know, only vine ripe and best, and every one of my, you know, I won't pick them until they're at the peak of perfection, and mine are always the, you know, or the, and my corn is always, my corn is never more than 10 minutes old in the summertime.
Bill, I worked for Sears in the late '60s and early '70s,
uh-huh.
when I was going through college in the year or two after that, and their big idea wasn't Kenmore washers, although they sold a lot of those, or Craftsman tools. Their big idea was printed in gold leaf on the transom over the front door.
Yeah.
And it said, your money, your satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That was their big idea.
Yeah.
Not the stuff inside. It was the promise over the door. That was the big idea at Sears.
Well, you know something? That might have been a big idea 100 years ago or so when Sears started. That was probably a revolutionary idea.
Yeah, it was.
Unfortunately, though, sometimes over time, when everybody's smartened up and every store is offering the same money-back guarantee, then all of a sudden they're not differentiated anymore, and that's when it may be time to sort of augment your.
But if you've got a steakhouse, are you serving steaks or are you building memories?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got a fine dining restaurant, if you have a tire store, you know, there are a lot of tires out there you can buy, but am I selling tires or am I selling a peace of mind that I know Bill over there at the tire store is going to make sure my tires are safe when I go by?
Yeah.
What's the brand? Is it the tire or is it the peace of mind?
Well, you got to know you can get good tires, and you got a lot of times it's a combination of things, but you got to know that it's a good price, and you got to have walk in there and have knowledgeable salespeople that sound like they're giving you a fair and honest and reasonable deal,
right.
and then they get your car up on the lift within an hour and not a day. There's a whole series of things. It's hard because there's a lot of things you can brand on. You can say we have the lowest price tires. You can say we have the quickest in and out service. You can say we've got the best guarantees. You can say we have the most shops near you. There's lots and lots of things. But sometimes it's easier. Those are businesses where I'm selling somebody else's product.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to brand on particular kind of service or location. When you're creating your own product, then it's a little bit different. You have a little bit more flexibility.
Right.
Yep. So, you know, Jim, the one thing I want to say every time I come on, I'm honored to come on, is that small business people can do this not just as well, they can do this better than those big, huge global corporations
out
there.
Thank you for saying that.
Absolutely. And it's because they have the passion, they have the knowledge for their business, and they don't have layers and layers and layers of committees that are the enemy of good branding.
Good branding requires creativity, and sometimes the bigger you are, creativity—that's where creativity goes to die.
Right, absolutely. Creativity is killed by committees, and big, huge companies are nothing but giant committees and consensus decision making, and all that's an excuse for the fact that we're just going to water everything down, so no one takes any risk.
So in a small business, folks, I think what I've learned from Bill is it's not your products, it's how you stand behind and represent those products to your customers. Mm-hmm. That's your idea, big idea. That's your brand. Hey, Bill, the book is called Why Johnny Can't Brand, available wherever books are sold, by Bill Schley and Carl Nichols. Bill, will you come back another day? We've had a good time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back with Ramon Ray, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.